know the words I believe the Lord has given me to bring before you. You will find in the chapter we read, 12th chapter of Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, in verse 3. And it's the first three words, really, that the Lord has laid upon my mind. For consider him. The old verse reads, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Well, in this chapter, Paul is exhorting us to be constant in faith and patience and godliness. We cannot, in and of ourselves, obtain to those things. Now we need the Lord to grant to us his good spirit to lead us into them, that we may cast away those things that oft times we are led away, left to ourselves, and there we get farther and farther away from the truth. And he commences his chapter, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. You know, are we witnesses to those things that the Lord has enabled us, but through his mercy and his love enabled us to walk in? Are we proving ourselves to be witnesses of those vital things which will take us to be with him, which is far better? Well, Paul says, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And what blessed graces they are, the graces of faith and of patience. You know, we've only got to look to ourselves oftentimes, and how oftentimes we rise up against certain things that come in our pathway, and we have to beg of the Lord, if you're anything like me, that he may grant to us that patience waiting upon him. Oh, may we then be possessors of it, of those that through, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And we read of those that have with patience, yes, they endure, as seeing him who is invisible. How they endured, the pathway that they had to walk, how they needed the Lord to grant to them that true and living faith, and that patience to endure. And we have these left upon record for our instruction, that we may be enabled and led by his Spirit to look into these things, and to see how we are walking before him. But because we're in one way or the other, we're either in that broad way that leads to destruction, or in that narrow way is now in between. Now, what a mercy if we are in that way whereby the Lord is leading us, whereby we have to come to Him for help and guidance continually, that He may grant to us that true and living faith and that patience, that we may endure to the end, that we may not rise up against those things that the Lord sees fit oft times to bring upon His people. We read further on in this chapter, it says, "Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." Ah, what a mercy then if we are being exercised and taught and led into those places, into those pathways that have been left upon record. Ah, you take the case of Joseph. Oh, what faith he had. How the Lord had shown to him that granting those dreams that he had, that his brethren would fall down and worship him. And you know, well, you know the story. Well, everything seemed to go against him, didn't it? And you know, do you know, in your pathway, that oft times things seem to go against you? Yes. And there are oft times, perhaps, your work in doing things where, boy, you may be, it may be said of you, well, you must take things easier. Although you're doing those things that are right and lawful before the Lord, and now you have to seek that the Lord may grant to you that faith to look to Him, to believe in Him and to trust in Him, and being able to cast your burdens and all your concerns into His kind and gracious hands, and to be patient in the working out of these things. For you know, we're weak creatures in and of ourselves, and if we are honest with ourselves, our oft times we rise up against these things, and now we need the Lord to subdue them within us. Well, we cannot go too deep into those things, because we need to come closer to our text, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus. Where are we looking? Why are we looking to ourselves, that we can obtain to these things in and of ourselves? Or are we looking to Him who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God? And what an example did He set before His people, how He walked humbly. Yes. What trials and temptations. Yes, He was led in the wilderness, wasn't He? 40 days being tempted of the devil. Yes. And are you tempted? And where do you look when you come into those paths of temptation? Do you look to him and seek after him, that he may uphold you and strengthen you. For consider him that one that left his father's throne and came down on this earth to suffer, bleed and die. When we come to consider how he came, yes, no room in the inn. We should be brought to consider him. No room in the inn, was it? No. His manger was a bed. And what about us? We have many benefits, don't we? And yet there are times we rebel and repine when things do not seem to go as we wish they would. We should they then be brought to, for consider him. And you know we read in Isaiah's prophecy regarding yes, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. When led by his good spirit into these things, we realize that we do not consider these things. And often say, our lot, if we are honest before God, we do how we need to be brought in, for consider him, what he had to endure. Yes, when it is declared in one place, they all forsook him and fled. No doubt in our measure we shall have to walk in those paths, but not so deep as he did, and oft times feel to be alone, alone in this world. Yet, for consider him, and they all forsook him and fled. Yet he was a great high priest of our profession. Yes, came into this world to seek and to save them that was lost. But ere he had to endure, no tongue can tell. Yet, how easy is our path when we are brought to look into it, to the path that he had to walk. Yet, as I have said oft times, we complain, and we do. And we can no throw stones to throw against those that are left upon record when Jacob said all these things seem to be against. Do you know of those paths? And does it grieve you? Do you mourn over your state before God when we are brought to realize the many benefits and mercies that we have? We read of the Lord Jesus, don't we? Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And here we are, many benefits, haven't we? Do we prize these things? Are we brought humbly before him with thankful hearts for all his many benefits and blessings that he sees fit to bestow upon such sinful worms of the earth? We that have forsaken him, days without number, and forgotten him, ere we have neglected to do those things that are right and pleasing in his sight. Ah, when we are brought to realize and know how weak and the things that we have done are to be brought for to consider him, the way that he walked. Yes, how he endured, how he was led as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before her shears was dumb, and he opened not his mouth. And what about us? How oft times we grumbled and repined over many things. Yes, we turn and look to ourselves instead of looking to him that he may lead us. And then we expect the Lord to bless us. Ah, we need that true humility to be humble before him, that he may show to us their weaknesses, and that he may grant to us more of his grace, and that true and living faith to believe and to trust in him, that we may be brought to consider him and the way that he walked. Although he was the King of kings and Lord of lords, yes. Well, we need then, don't we, to have that faith and that patience. As I said regarding Joseph, yes, there he was, everything seemed to be going against him, cast into a pit, sold into Egypt, cast into prison. Yeah, do we know anything of these things? Have you been cast into prison? Seem to be shut up, seem to be no way. Everything seemed to be shut up around you. And what have you done? Have you got rebellious? Have you turned to something or other to get deliverance instead of looking to him? Ah, we need to examine ourselves to see the way that we're walking, how Christians should walk. For consider him. And Joseph, you know, was a lively type of the Lord Jesus. Yes, there he was then, shut up in prison. Everybody seemed to have forgotten him. It says of him, 2 full years. And there he was, 4 years, no doubt. He must have offered up many, many prayers. And oh, what a mercy if we were brought there to offer up our prayers and our supplications unto him, that he may deliver us and bring us to consider him the way that he walked, that we may be led to walk in that path, in our measure, the way that he walked, in that humble, and to have that humble and that contrite spirit. He told his disciples regarding humility, how they should be brought, how he set that example to wash the disciples' feet. Do we know anything of that humility to be brought there? That we would be willing to wash their feet. What a mercy we are, being led and guided in those ways whereby we are brought humbly to consider him, that we may be led in that way, humbly before him, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, that he may grant to us that patient waiting for the Lord. Yes, waiting at his footstool for him to come and to deliver us and to lift us up above these things. And that is the only place whereby the Lord will meet with his people, when they are brought there to realize that they cannot in and of themselves do anything to help themselves, but brought as helpless, ruined sinners before him, needing him to strengthen them, needing him to grant to them that true and living faith and that patience to wait at his blessed feet and to seek him in all that they do. And there we read on with regard in Joseph, how he was brought up out of the prison, how he was exhorted. And you know all the Lord's people, those that are led by his good spirit will be exhorted in due time. Ah, they will. What did he say to his disciples? In my Father's house are many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. Ah, to have and to know that he has gone before us to prepare us a place. But we must be brought in that true and living way, for consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself. Yes, though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty may be made rich, rich to all intents of bliss, to know him as your Redeemer, as your Saviour. For consider him. You know those words is a sermon in and of themselves. They are to me, for consider him. That will bring us away from ourselves, oh it will, and to fall humbly in his blessed hands and know no will that is. That to be made submissive to his will, blessed spirit, submission, to be brought humbly at his blessed feet, as Mary was. She brought, wasn't she there, when she washed his feet with her tears and dried them with the hairs of her head. What a blessed spot to be brought humbly at his feet, knowing that he is the truth and the way, no other way whereby we can be saved, for he is the way, the truth and the life. No other way, no. We don't want to be like those that have climbed over the water. No, we want to be those that are led in that right way, looking unto Jesus. Yes, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we need our eyes open, don't we? Yes, we need our eyes open. We need our ears unstopped to hear his voice. Yes, this is the way, walk ye in it. Ah, what a mercy the Lord has said that to us, that we may know that we are in that right way, that way whereby he is leading us and guiding us, whereby we shall receive those rich blessings that he blesses his people with, and even if it's only a touch of his love, I would lift you up above your troubles and your concerns. You will be able then to continue. Yes, and he does, he meets with his people, and he still speaks. He's still the same. He has not changed. But oh, what changes we have. Sometimes hot, sometimes cold on, sometimes indifferent to these things. And now we do need the Lord to chasten us, yes, and show to us where we are wrong, yes, and to be brought for consider him. Is he your chief concern? Is he your one desire to know him and the power of his resurrection? You know those two that was on the road to Emmaus, they had forgotten him. We forget, don't we, oft times? Yeah, we forget these things. Yes, they'd forgotten of those things that he had spoken to them. Yes, but when he drawed near to them and showed himself to them, what effect did it have? It says that their hearts burned within them as he spoke to them. By the way, do you desire the Lord to speak to you in that way that he is leading you? There's various ways that the Lord leads and guides his people. There's various ways. We cannot compare one with another. But oh, it all leads to the same place whereby we are brought for consider him, to be brought to realize, as the inroader said, his way was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? Now we do oft times, don't we, repine? Yes, we do. But how to be brought to realize and understand of what he endured for his people's sake, how he made that way whereby they can come to him in that new and living way. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. He knew what weariness was. No doubt you do. How oft times you get wearied. Being wearied with his journey, it says, he sat thus on the well. He was weary. Yes. Consider him. We should then consider him, to know that our path, why, is not in that way that he had to walk. No. We read, don't we, when he was upon the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He knew what it was for his God to forsake him. We shall in our measure have to walk in those pathways whereby we feel as though he has forsaken us. But oh, to have that faith and patience to look to him and to seek him, to be our God, to be our guide, to be our shepherd, to be brought as David was, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ah, what a mercy to be brought there, to be led into those green pastures and beside those still waters. Ah, then your heart will rejoice to know that you are in that living way, that way whereby the Lord has met with you. We read of one, don't we? Being in the way, the Lord met with him. And we don't want to be in that way whereby the Lord won't meet with us, do we? Ah, to be brought there to consider him, to be humbled, to know that he has gone before, he's walked in that way before, and he has made that way for his people, and it's only in and through him shall we be saved. Yes, through his one sacrifice, when he shed his precious blood on Calvary's tree. Oh, what a mercy and what a favour if we have been brought there to consider him, that we may be brought to leave all things, to part with all things, and truly follow him, whatever it may cost us. It cost him his heart's blood, didn't it? And we have not, we read, don't we, yet resisted unto blood? No, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ah, but he shed his precious blood on Calvary's tree. How we should consider these things, that they may be made known to us, that we may be brought to remember what he endured, the way that he walked, although King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And oft times you will be. Yes, you'll feel weary of your journey, but oh, look to him, seek him that he may draw near to you and strengthen you and uphold you, for he will, to those that call upon him in truth. He turned none away when he was upon this earth that came to him in their deep distress. No, he turned none away. No, and he will not turn you away. But oh, to be brought then to consider him. Well, may the Lord bless those few remarks for his name's sake. Amen.
Faith owes its birth to sovereign grace and lives beneath the throne, where grace maintains her dwelling place and reigns supreme alone.
Thank you.
forgive anything that has been said amiss. That which has been right belongs entirely to Thee and Thee alone. Now may we, O Lord, consider Thee continually, that we may be looking up unto Thee for our help and our guidance continually, that Thou mayest come and bless us each with that token and that manifestation that Thou art ours and that we are Thine. Now, Lord, do take us to our places of abode in peace and in quietness. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the sweet communion of Thy blessed Spirit, abide with us each, both now and forevermore. Amen.